Lane Transit District Board of Directors Finance Committee meeting to order. Roll call. I'm here. Mr. Necker?
I'm here.
All right. And Mr. Yeh, I think, is out of the area, so he won't be here. So we need you to have a quorum, Ed. Okay. The first item.
Is it me and you, Gary?
Yeah. What a pair.
Okay.
Yeah. Approval of the minutes of the September 10th meeting. Do I have a motion?
Okay, wait, let me get there. I move that they be passed as follows.
I'll second that. Okay.
I move that they be passed.
Thank you.
Is that good?
Yep, that's good. I'll second that. Any further discussion?
Okay.
Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Ed?
Aye.
And I'm an aye, so we're good. Okay, the first order is the contract for Wyatt Tire Company. Mr. Turner? Ernie?
Yes. So this is pertaining to five-year contract.
Get up to the mic a little bit more so he can hear.
So this is pertaining to an overall five-year contract with Wyatt's Tire for retread tires for repairing, recapping, and disposal of transit tires. So it's broken down into years 1 and 2 together for a base contract with options for year 3, 4, and 5.
Yep. Any questions, Ed?
No, none for me.
Okay. Okay, I don't have any questions. Will you propose a motion? Page 6.
Okay. I move to forward contract number 2018-22 for the purpose of tire services in the amount of $376,394 to the Board of Directors with a recommendation of approval.
Thank you. I'll second that. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Ed?
Aye.
And I'll signify aye. Thank you. Okay, contracts with Lynx Group. Megan?
Hi. Ed, can you hear me?
Can you hear Ed?
Yes, I can hear.
Okay. Great. So the other agenda item today is to encourage the recommendation and award of a printing contract for the Writer's Digest, which is LTD's bus book. The bus book is basically LTD's primary writer piece that provides information on bus routes, schedules, maps, other information, all rounded up into 88 pages. The bus book typically is printed 3 times a year to coincide with each of the 3 service changes that the district does each year. We went out for a RFP for printing of services for the bus book, not to exceed 5 years under this current proposed contract. A total of 5 proposals were received. 4 were believed to be responsive to the RFP criteria. A team of individuals reviewed the proposals and reached what was a unanimous decision on the top-ranked vendor. The criteria for scoring of the proposals was based on a combination of vendor qualifications and experience, cost of services, and references for the work. The vendor identified as the top contender is Lynx Group, LYNX. The vendor scored a total of 96 out of 100 points. The next highest vendor scored was 81 points. So there was a gap in the scoring. The award recommendation to this committee is based on the vendor's proposal, their ability to perform the work, clear process for completing satisfactory work, an emphasis on quality product and customer service, and exceptionally strong references. We would like to recommend that the GM enter into a contract with Lynx Group for the printing of LTD's Writer's Digest. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Ed, any questions on your end?
Okay. Well, this will bring me to your question. Are you going to ask it?
Of course.
I will stand by then.
Okay. I have two questions. And one of the questions is, what's the difference between an 88-page and 80-page book?
It's obviously just the number of pages in the book. Typically, we do print 88 pages, and as our services, as our service design forms and transitions from service to service to year, typically we find that the 88-page book is necessary. However, for the purpose of this RFP, we chose to also bid an 80-page book if cost were a concern. If that were the case, then we would just need to be creative and obviously edit out some material.
Okay. Okay, thank you. At one time, we had folks with ads in there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that anymore.
We do not do that.
Okay. Yeah, and I think I know why. I think I remember an ad that some people took exception to. Okay. The other question I had was, in the terms of the evaluation, that's a group of folks within LTD's organization, correct?
That's correct.
These are staff?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Is there any reason why we shouldn't know what that criteria, you know, I'm looking for the one issue, and that's price.
Mm-hmm.
What were their prices?
Do you have that handy?
And I can understand why you wouldn't put that out, because anything that goes on the internet is public.
Right, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, I thought about that for a while. I thought, well, why did you?
Yeah.
And then I said, oh, okay.
I will say, while
we're still talking and there's nothing settled and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I will say, while Zach is looking that up, that the recommended vendor, Lynx Group, was not lowest cost, but I don't believe they were highest cost either. Now, we have requested bids based on years 1 to 5 and based on an 80 and an 88-page book, with the intention that gives us as much flexibility as we need should we want to downsize the cost of the book. We also, of course, have language in the contract that if for some reason we wanted to change the specifications of the work, we still, within a certain boundary, would be able to do that within the contract period. So, Ed, what Gary is looking at, Zach Fish is here, who is our procurement specialist. And the way we asked the proposals to bid was based on a year-by-year.
If you're talking to me, I didn't hear that.
Oh, okay. Let me start again. What Gary is looking at, Zach Fish, our procurement specialist, provided something for Gary to look at, which is a summary of all the costs for all of the four competitive vendors.
So we can't discuss that.
Yes, I'm familiar with what Gary is looking at.
Yeah, we can't.
Right.
Yeah, we can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
disclosure, just that there were
that's,
a variance
that's part of the rules. So
variance of prices, variances of cost.
Yeah, and I've looked at this in what I'm assuming is, and maybe you could help me, because this does, is this price competitive with what we've spent in the past?
Yes.
Because I've just looked at it, and we're talking 20 cents a copy, which seems extremely reasonable.
Yeah,
I'm assuming that you were talking about 90,000 three times?
Less than that, actually. Over the course of a year, let me get my numbers in front of me.
They said that you do 90,000 copies. Is that 90,000 copies a year?
No, it would be, well, yes, 90,000 over the course of what would be year one. It right. inflates slightly into year two and beyond based on ridership growth and also sure. predicting significant tourism demand, like when the 2021 games come to town and so yeah. forth, the, you know, Olympic trials, et cetera. So, and then the price per piece varies per printing because, of course, if you print the same work but fewer books, the price per piece is slightly inflated, and when you have a heavier print cycle, the cost per okay. piece obviously goes okay. down.
So based on that, then my, yeah, so the, yeah, the, but the price, this is about what we've been spending. Is that correct?
Yeah, we actually.
You know better.
Several years ago, what we estimated for the cost per piece versus what we're seeing in this proposal is actually, this proposal is very complementary. We oh. feel like it's a good price point given okay. the inflation in paper costs and so forth over the okay. last few years. Well, Zach, did you want to say anything?
You get good interest. You know, you had four people. Okay. Ed? Any comments or questions for you?
I would just, by the wording on the bookmark, included consideration of qualifications, experience, references, and cost. I would assume that even though the cost isn't listed, that was considered.
Absolutely.
It has to be.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
They score on all of those, I'm sure. Right. Okay. Okay, what I was looking for, I have, Ed, and so if you want to make a motion.
Yes, LTD resolution number 2017-03-15-011.
No, wait, it's on page 9.
Okay.
There you go.
There we go. I move to forward the contract 2018-88 for the purpose of Writer's Digest printing services in the amount of $293,557 to the Board of Directors with a recommendation of approval.
I second that. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Ed?
Yes, aye.
And I, yes, aye for me too. Okay, anything else to come before us?
I have nothing.
Hey, great article in the paper, Edward. I thought that was great. I'm sorry I missed your excitement, but that was neat. That was really neat. So anyway, we stand adjourned. Thank you.
We missed you too, Gary.
All right.
But Carl did a